Yeah, I am. Yeah, I thought we played very well second half, and you know, had a real go, and we're unlucky not to get anything out of the game. But you know, we gave two very poor goals away first half. You know, you can't give Andre Gray a free header and then a clean run through on our goal, which is what we did. Other than those two lapses, I don't think Joe Lewis made a save first half. But you know, you give yourself a bit of a mountain to climb. But I said to the players at half time, we know we can come back from it because you know we did it a couple of weeks ago against Reading, equally a very good side, and came back to win, having been 2-0 down. But and we nearly did it tonight, nearly got ourselves back into the game. Got a good goal from Ross and a few other opportunities, but things wouldn't quite fall for us.
It certainly was a quality goal from Ross McCormack. How confident were you at that stage that Fulham would go on and get a point?
Yeah, very confident. You know, I thought we were in the ascendancy, and I thought we rode a luck a little bit early on first half, and early on second half, with obviously Andre Gray hitting the bar again, going through another lapse from us. But we were on the front foot and honestly thought we'd get something out of it. So a bit disappointed in that respect, but very proud of my team.
You won so many corners and you got into so many decent crossing positions. How frustrating is it that you didn't turn those into a goal or two?
Yeah, well, it is disappointing, you know, especially when we had Big Matty on for the last 15 or 20 minutes. And, you know, some of our quality from the deliveries in wasn't really as good as you would hope. Because, like I say, you've got, you know, someone on there, you know, Matt and Musa especially were both very, very strong in the air and real threats. But, yeah, so that was a little bit disappointing. But, you know, we got in plenty of crosses, just maybe the quality of them wasn't as good as I would have liked.
All good runs come to an end sometime. What now? Birmingham at home on Saturday provides the ideal possibility of bouncing back.
I mean, you just answered my question for me.
How confident will you be then?
Yeah, very confident. Like I say, disappointing tonight, but you know, these are a good side. They're a quality outfit. They're at home. Disappointed with a few decisions that didn't go our way, but you know, you maybe get that when you come to places like this. It's part of the game, you know. So I'm very confident about going in and getting a good, you know, bouncing back, getting the 3 points against Birmingham.
Do you refer to any particular decisions?
Well, the throw-in just before the third goal certainly was, you know, for me, blatantly our throw, and you know, all the players are obviously very disappointed with that. Obviously, at 2-1, then we're really pushing, and you know, the obviously third goal kills it off as a contest. So, little things like that, you know, that go against you sometimes, and you know, that's the way it is in football. So, as I say, we'll dust ourselves down and we'll go again.
Andy Lonergan, what's up with him?
Yeah, well, he's got a hamstring injury, so he's going to be looking at 4 to 6 weeks. We've got the results back from the scan, so he's going to be out for a little while, which is very unfortunate for him. And he'll be a miss, but you know, luckily we've got Joe Lewis who can slot straight in there.